From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Al-Shabaab fighters launched coordinated attacks on five military camps in Somalia's lower Shabelle region, killing at least 12 militants and a civilian. Somali officials say two suicide trucks filled with explosives blew up Sunday at the Amazon military camp in Bulamarer, about 110 kilometers south of Mogadishu. It's one of the main towns in the region. This was followed by an Al-Shabaab infantry attack on the camp. Moments later, a bomb-laden minibus approached another Amazon base in the nearby Golwin village and exploded. The United States blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip on Friday. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 injured. American University Middle East scholar Guy Ziv tells VOA the lack of progress in peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians is causing tensions.
The negotiations, so-called peace process, has been at a standstill since 4 years ago. The parties have just hardened their positions. The Trump administration is not really making a concerted effort to woo the Palestinians. And certainly what did not help was the embassy relocation decision.
Palestinians buried their dead Saturday with mortars calling for revenge. At least 10 people are dead after a building collapsed in central India. Local reports say the building collapsed after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. And a magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. No immediate reports of casualties or damage. This is VOA News. The governor of the